I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I have a special offer for you. If you've read either of my two books, Protect Your Light or Lightworkers Gotta Work, I'm giving away the meditation albums of the books for free to anyone who leaves a review on Amazon. So if you've read either of the books, make sure to go to Amazon, even though that's not where you bought the book from. Leave your review, take a screenshot, and then either email me at george@georgelizas.com or message me on social media with the screenshot of your review, and I will send you the link to download the meditation album of either of the books. If you don't have the books yet, I also give freebies to people who purchase the books. So when you get the Protect Your Light book, you get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, and you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to get the details about that. And if you get Lightworkers Gotta Work, you'll get the Life Purpose Bootcamp online workshop for free. And you can go to lightworkersgottawork.com to get all the details about that. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will guide your spiritual journey. You will find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to rate and subscribe. that's going to be so helpful in letting others discover it too. In this episode, we're talking about using your negative emotions for manifestation. So, you know the old school law of attraction saying that thoughts become things? While this statement is correct, a more accurate version of it is that thoughts become emotions, which become things. What truly manifests our desires aren't the thoughts we think, but the vibrational frequency we emit, which is determined by our emotional state. Hence, why many manifestation books are focused on helping us nurture good feeling states about our dreams and desires. What many manifestation books also teach is that negative emotions aren't very conducive when it comes to manifestation. And as a result, I feel that we've created a manifestation culture that shames us for experiencing negative emotions and instead promotes toxic positivity and spiritual bypassing. Simply put, denying or repressing our negative thoughts and emotions won't make them go away. Instead, it can exacerbate them to the point that they completely dominate our vibrational frequency and undermine our manifestations. Now, fortunately, there's a new movement in thinking about manifestation that includes rather than denies negative emotions in the manifestation process. Sherrianna Boyle's book Energy in Action is one such book, and in this episode of the podcast, she shares how to transmute these so-called negative emotions rather than deny them. Specifically, in this episode, you'll learn how the universe responds to your emotional states, preparing to move energy with the cleanse system, how to overcome the most common blockages to manifestation, and practical tools to aligning your emotional energy with the laws of the universe. Once you're done listening to the podcast, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed it. Enjoy this episode with Sherrianna Boyle. Sherrianna Boyle is the author of 10 books, including her latest, Energy in Action, The Power of Emotions and Intuition to Cultivate Peace and Freedom. Sherrianna is the founder of Emotional Detox Coaching, an adjacent psychology professor and professional speaker. She has been published in over 90 articles and has been featured at renowned retreat centers such as Kripalu and Omega Institute. Sherrianna, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. What a great intro.
Thank you so much for being here to chat about your new book that I'm so excited about, Energy in Action, The Power of Emotions and Intuition to Cultivate Peace and Freedom. I endorse the book. I love the book, and I'm so excited to get to chat all about it. But before we get into it, I want to hear a little bit about your journey to getting to teaching about energy, emotions, and manifestation.
Oh boy. Well, you probably feel the same way, George, that everything kind of builds on the last book, right? And so the last three books that I've written have been on emotional detox. And what I did was I developed a system called Cleanse. And the Cleanse is an acronym for 7 steps that you take yourself through for an emotional detox. And so one day I'm going through the steps for myself because it's my daily practice. And I start, you know, as I often, and you can relate to this channeling, and I start hearing, okay, it's time to now incorporate the rays into them. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you want me to start to blend the rays of light into the cleanse? Yes. Okay, so I start blending the rays in. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting just this downloads of information, which is basically just like a whole new way. It's really just expanding on everything that I had written. It's like taking it to the next level for people. So I always like to say it came through processing emotions, because I do feel that emotions, when they're in a processing state, they open up like a gateway and to your soul, to insight, to channeling. And so that's really how it came to be. And I just started kind of putting it together and seeing how I could help it so it makes sense to people, because I think sometimes we get a little bit of the spiritual laws. So those of you listening, there's the spiritual laws are incorporated in this book, the 13 specifically. And I think sometimes we get a little nugget of the spiritual laws, but we don't really get, okay, well, how do I apply this into my life? Or we get a little nugget of emotional processing, but we don't really get the full kit and caboodle, or we get a little nugget of manifesting. And I just was like, I really want to create something that really teaches people, how do I live this in my life?
I love that. I love how you incorporate different systems to create something completely new. And I love that it's not just about, of course, it's all connected, emotions and intuition, but you also shift into manifestation. So can you share a little bit about your unique way of manifesting, and as you explain it in the book? Because there are so many manifestation books out there, and sometimes we get confused with like all the clutter and all the noise. So what makes your manifesting method stand out? How is it different?
Okay. So, well, it makes it, I'm sorry, my thing's doing all funky things. So a few things, and this was channeled to me over the course. I mean, right up until the point where I handed it in, I was still tweaking, and I still could go back. Honestly, I could write a second book to this book because there's so much to unpack here. First of all, the spiritual laws of the universe and what my guides told me, they teach you how to move energy. Basically, right? So they're designed there to show us how to move energy in our body. Our emotions are made of energy, right? And when they're moving, then our vibration, as you know, you know a lot about this, your vibration, your frequency inside goes up, right? So then your internal energy becomes stronger. So for example, if I want to, The law of attraction was all about sort of, at least in my interpretation, I might be incorrect, but how I would see it was, okay, I need to create a vision board and I need to put down what I want in my life. And then I need to really kind of say an affirmation and then hopefully it's going to land. But for me, that really didn't work. So in this approach, it's okay, I need to, so for example, if I want a new car, right? Then I need to focus on developing the inner energy inside of me of flow, of abundance, and then allow that to come to me kind of thing. So rather than starting on the outside, meaning what do I want, you start on the inside and you create the inner space. So for example, the way that I've written it in the book is that you have, if you want to increase something in your life, then you have to allow and receive. If you want to decrease something in your life, like anxiety or stress, then you want to work on observing and noticing. And so what the book does is I wrote all these cleanses out that incorporates that for people. And it also includes, again, another component, which is the rays of light, which the rays of light are like the sun. They just nourish us with these qualities and characteristics so that we can be vibrating at this level. So I'll give you an example, George, because I just manifested a car. Okay. So I knew that I needed to get a car. All summer I've been driving around with a car. Well, I know this is later. This is coming out later, but this, out of all the summers not to have AC, this was not it. Okay. I didn't have AC all summer. We were in a heat wave. So I knew in my mind, I got to get a new car. I either get this fixed or get a new car. And I go to get it fixed. Like a lot of people, you have to make that decision now. Do I fix my car? Do I get a new car? Both ways can be very expensive now, right? So in the meantime, I have these practices that I do, which is the cleanse. And I follow the guidance of the laws of the universe every single day. So I sit down and I process my emotions. I sit in a ray of light. So I'm going to say, like, for example, I might sit in a pink ray. Pink ray is all about divine love. Pink ray is all about patience. Pink ray is about creativity. And I allow that, and I teach people how to do this. I allow that to flood through my system every day. And what I do is I take that pink ray and I bring it down into Mother Earth. And I believe that manifesting is not just about the me, it's about the we. And I do think that was a piece missing in a lot of these laws of attraction stuff. The universe doesn't work that way. It's not singular. Remember the law of oneness? It will show you, we're all connected, right? So what I say to someone else affects me. What I say to myself affects, you know, you. We're all one. So I will take this in my system. I will download it. And then I will I'll always include Mother Earth, no matter what I do. May anyone on this planet who also is unsure about whether to buy a car or fix their car or is in that state of uncertainty or scarcity, I will always make sure, may they too receive this beautiful blessing of this pink light today. And then I'll move into the next steps of the cleanse, which are I allow. And now, so now this is running through my system, right? This energy, this frequency. And now I'm starting to move into beyond my physical body, right? Because we're spiritual beings first. The laws of the universe teach us that. I'm not this body. This is all just a container. And so my allow statements come from this space of I allow abundance, I allow divine love, I allow patience, I allow creativity. And it's all starting to come into my essence. Now I go into my I am statements, which is part of the cleanse, and I start to embody this from a high vibrational spiritual state, not from a small, minimized, you know, and I'm in alignment at the same time. I'm aligning with all of the 13 spiritual laws. They are not separate. They all work together. They're like a family. It's almost like, it kind of reminds me of neurons in the brain. Neurons work together. They fire and wire together. They help each other out. One's like, hey, you do this and I'll do this and you fire this and I'll withhold this. It's the same way the laws work, right? So it's, if we focus on one specific one, they're all kind of weaving in. Now, I sometimes go out of alignment. I have to remind myself that the law of cause and effect, right? That what I put out will come back kind of thing. Things like this, this is all happening. And again, I provided a framework. So meanwhile, back to the car, I'm seeing, you're into numbers. I'm seeing the number 333 everywhere, right? Now, the rays will sometimes work according to numerology too. I didn't include that in the book because I found too much controversy. But I'm seeing 333333. So finally, I'm like, I'm feeling and I'm flowing. I've got all this going. I've got a daily practice and I plant the intention and I say, okay, universe, I'd like a new car. I'd like it to be a payment about 400. Ideally 350 would be great, universe, because that would be wonderful. And next thing I know, I'm out to dinner with my husband. He said, you want to go look at cars? All right, sure. Let's go out after dinner. We had a glass of wine. He had a beer. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. Let's go. So we go in the parking lot. Someone's there like, would you like me to run numbers? I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I know you're closing. No, I'll run numbers. Okay. Runs numbers. What does he get? Okay. Your payment's going to be 333.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful manifestation.
And I'd been seeing it all, you know what I mean? And I said to myself, that's how manifesting works.
Yes.
Like the laws of the universe, non-effort, ease. There's none of this, oh, I gotta, you know, berate myself every single day to make this happen. You just don't have to do it that way. At least
yes,
that's
and
what I found.
I love how you talked about the emotional aspect, cleansing through the emotional process, and also using the rays of light to nurture that energy. So I'm very fascinated by the rays of light. I also work with them as well. And I would like you to share a little bit about what the rays of light are and just like a keywords about what their energy is all about, just so people can get a picture as to how they can work with them.
Okay, so I learned about the rays of light, you know, well, a lot of people who think of the colors as chakras, right? Because we have the chakra system where we know that we can observe energy in the colors, right? And then the rays of light are different. They're alive conscious frequencies that are overseen by spiritual masters and archangels. So it's like that's their job. They put themselves in charge of these rays, and think of them as qualities of creator, source, God of your understanding. So they carry very, very high vibrational. And I find that intuitively, once you start to process your emotions, connect with the rays, your intuition's going to go up, and then you're going to start to, I can feel them. I can see them. They're just incredibly comforting, and they all carry unique vibrations. So for example, the white ray of light is always going to help you be in the here and now, right? Mm. It's just going to bring you incredible presence. It's great for purification, and it's great for new beginnings. So if someone's looking to just, you know how you just kind of feel stuck, and so the white ray is great. I like to work with the white ray with the law of vibration. Now, the law of vibration tells us that you're never stuck. So if you're telling you're stuck, that's impossible according to the spiritual laws of the universe, because we're always vibrating. We're always in constant motion. So when you start to learn about the laws, incorporate the rays, and on top of it, give yourself permission to process what you feel, because that's like energy that's just, it's been suppressed for so long, and you just sort of, the rays help the experience to just be so incredibly fulfilling. So you go through the process of moving through, and that's all written out in the book, which is the cleanse for emotional processing, because I do believe, George, that there is a part of us that has to acknowledge things, right? We can't just go into woo-woo world and not acknowledge, you know, okay, yes, we have a pattern, or we're part of a pattern, or I was just working with someone a couple of hours ago that's just a part of this gigantic web of people that feel unappreciated, right? This person feels unappreciated, the people around, you know, and nobody's getting along, and there's just a lot of disconnect, and it's very quiet disconnect. Nobody's fighting or anything. They're just all disconnected, you know? And so what can happen is you have to acknowledge that, you have to see the disconnect, and then you work with the rays of light and you process your emotions. And now you know, okay, this is what I'm clearing. This is what's transforming, is this disconnect. And always manifestors out there, always, in my opinion, include Mother Earth. You want to make sure anybody on this planet who's experienced disconnection, who feels unappreciated or alone or isolated, may they too benefit from these incredible rays of light. And then you close it out and you beam out with your I allow. And I am, this is all in the, all the cleanses that are written out for people. Because the laws of the universe teach us that what you put out, you get back. Law of giving and receiving, right? So it's kind of like, it takes a lot of things into one practice, and there's even more to it, but I'm going to put that in another book, honestly.
So what are, how many rays of light are there?
Well, there's more than what I've written. There's 13 in the book, but there's more than 13. And then there's also comes a point where they start to blend. So rainbow.
So let's list them. So we've talked about the white ray of light. What's the second one?
We have the diamond, which I... Okay. I Yeah, the diamond, which is for me, the law of oneness.
Yes.
The diamond ray is absolutely essential right now on this planet because it's helping us to clear very strong energy blockages, mm-hmm. right? And it's going to help us connect. We're not separate. We are one. And the more we try to be separate, the more we're going to suffer. That's the reality. Yeah. And that the law of oneness, law of vibration, which is the white ray, right? I'll just go through the rays. So then you get into the orange, you get into the pink, you get into the blues. Right? A lot of people are familiar with blue because of Archangel Michael. And you get into the green, Archangel Raphael, you know, will come in on the green. What else we got? Yellow, right? Which is another one. We've got magenta. Magenta is very important because magenta is like a cosmic consciousness. Magenta is helping us to clear political, social, environmental chaos on this planet. So we want to be working with magenta. So I've divided the chapter so that you're working with one ray, one law per chapter. That way you don't get overwhelmed. Now I can pull them all in, right? Silver, yeah. which I know you're familiar with. Gold is very important. So gold is the masculine, silver is the feminine, divine feminine. We need both on this planet right now. But I know in my training in quantum healing, when I was trained a long time ago, that there's more. But they're
I guess
they're
infinite, but it's just
it's
like
infinite.
Once,
like anything, right? But yeah, so we have all these. Can you feel them when I talk about them? I start vibrating.
100%. And I love how you relate them to different archangels. And from my perspective, because I used to work a lot with the archangels, now I don't so much. I've transitioned into like Greek paganism. So I work a lot with the Greek gods and goddesses. And I found that the same kind of rays of light, there are more deities working with them as well, depending on your upbringing and your perspective. For example, with the emerald green light, of course, I see Archangel Raphael, but also Apollo and Asclepius, who are the Greek gods of medicine, for example. I can see always Asclepius coming in, or with the pink ray, I can see like Aphrodite, Venus coming through, or with the violet. Do you think the violet flame is one of the rays of light? Because I've heard different opinions about
that.
No,
they say Saint Germain. I mean, the violet, yes, I do think it's a rays of light. Yes. There's also purple,
Yes.
The deeper purple has a different texture to me. I feel it's a thicker feeling.
Agreed.
Red. Yeah.
And for example, like Saint Germain is associated with that, but I've always seen like dragons bringing the violet flame. So it's interesting how there are different, like, depending on your perspective, you're working with different deities, but of course they're all working together. As you said, manifestation is a collaborative process. It's like the whole of the universe working together to manifest something. And I love the focus on Mother Earth and focusing that it's not about me, it's about we. I think that is such an important point.
Yeah. So we're not broken. And we really got to move away from this broken mindset. Don't you agree, George?
100%. Because
I mean,
what feels broken is our ego. Our ego feels we're broken, but in spiritual truth, we're all interconnected. So I love how you blend essentially just, if I could summarize the book in like two sentences, you're combining different systems, rays of light, laws of the universe, emotional processing and cleansing, which is so important, drawing from your psychological background, into a holistic system of manifestation. Why do you think that it's important to, when manifesting, to go beyond just the law of attraction? Because that is the primary focus or like in manifestation in general.
Because you already...
I'm very passionate about like going beyond it as well.
I know you are, and it feels like we're vibrating very similar. I think from what my guidance tell me, it's because everything's already here. And the law of attraction, it really kind of, at least for me, my experience, it made me feel like I was trying to get something I don't have. And what my guides were telling me is we have all of this is here. It's just about clearing up the veil, the veil and all the suppression so that you can see it. It already exists, right? So you wouldn't desire it if it didn't already exist, is my feeling. And even people that, you know, desire these, you know, a lot of times we might judge someone, you know, I want all these cars and they want the, you know, this and that. It's just, what is it that they really want? And it's a vibration, you know, it could be just that it's already in them, this abundant feeling or success feeling. Or so when I work with a raise, it's more about, okay, I'm going to focus on the vibration, which is again, all of those truth, inner strength. These are what the raise deliver, miracles as in the raise, deep soul and subconscious healing. We can hit the DNA level in the raise. We can help clear up genetic patterns. I mean, they really carry so much. And then I set intentions and I talk about the book, but I really, what I found, George, is that it's important. Even goals and intentions, I had to reframe because I think that we're so, it doesn't align with the law of detachment.
Yes.
Right. So it's like, it was so tricky writing this. It was like, I had to constantly look at my own conditioning, right? Yes. And it's like, okay, we're supposed to write down our goals, but wait a minute, we're also supposed to be in line with the law of detachment, right? So like, for example, you know, if somebody wants to manifest something, again, I always say you're going to notice and observe something and you're going to allow and receive something. So I had someone yesterday who wanted to manifest love, right? Wants to meet somebody. All she kept saying was, I just want to be myself. I just want to be my authentic self. And I'm sitting here going, okay, you just want to be your authentic self. But I also know that you want to meet a romantic partner. So we had to sort of reframe that goals. I'm like, you got to be very clear with the universe here. Like you're looking for a romantic partner, right? Yes. Okay. Then why are you saying you want to be yourself? Like, why is that something you repeat? Because that, first of all, it's very singular, right?
Yes.
Or I just want to be happy. You know, you hear people say that. Or I just want to be peaceful, but oh yeah, I also want to meet my life partner. Right. So we had to kind of clean that up. And then it was, okay, well, what is your intentions? What are you going to notice and observe? And what my guides told me was you're going to notice and observe love. I mean, how are you going to attract a love, someone that you, without noticing love in your own life? You can't, I just don't see how you can do it anymore. I mean, maybe you will for like an illusion. I don't know. And then my guides told me that they need to allow and receive in love. So I asked my guides, I'm like, okay, well, how does she allow and receive in love? And they gave me immediately, they showed me roses. I said to her, they're showing me roses. You need to buy yourself, just like when you're in love and you get flowers, you know, and you say, I'm in love. Look at me. I'm in love. I get flowers, right? I'm like, buy yourself flowers. Be in the vibration of in love. Read poetry. Poetry is like opens your heart, right? You read poetry, you'll open up your soul. You got to be that vibration. So I want you, like, I want love all around you 24/7 for the next week. And so you're vibrating. So now you can begin to draw in and working with those rays of light and processing what you feel, because, you know, a lot of emotions, when we suppress them, they come up as self-doubt and blah, blah, blah. But that's all just signs of emotional suppression, self-doubt.
Oh my goodness. What a powerful book. So it combines so many things, brings together a holistic way of manifesting and beyond just manifesting. Thank you so much for writing this. And I'm so excited for everyone to check it out. Can you please let everyone know where they can get in touch with you and where they can get the book from?
Sure. They can go to sherriannaboyle.com. And the book is called Energy in Action. And you can go any bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my website, sherriannaboyle.com.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Sherrianna.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.